Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Shockingly ripping through the ringside area, petulantly screaming their silly heads off during a contest, or even viciously beating the piss out of their colleagues out of nowhere. These wrestlers all well and truly snapped at some point after the bell rang. So I'm Gareth, this is What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 times wrestlers lost their minds in matches. Number 10, Brock Lesnar goes off script in the Royal Rumble. Brock Lesnar tends to do whatever the hell Brock Lesnar feels like doing that day, but you likely knew that well before he decided to go on an off-script rampage at Royal Rumble PLE. That doesn't make the sight of a monstrous former UFC heavyweight champion bulldozing much of the ringside area inside of a dome any less terrifying to behold, though. And it's even more frightening with the knowledge of Brock's latest explosion at the Rumble being anything but fully planned. Now sure, Lesnar was always scheduled to get a little brassed off after being eliminated by Bobby Lashley in the titular bout. However, the spots involving the big lad using steel steps as a weapon and launching referee Eddie Arango straight over the barricade caught most of the folks inside and outside of the ring off guard. In fact, Lesnar going utterly mad during this particular scheduled freakout may have even resulted in said referee injuring his foot on the night, according to rumors around the time. Some backstage were understandably fuming with this beast's idea of nutty improvisation, and the entire meltdown was all but forgotten about by Elimination Chamber. Now, I've got a quick question for you. What is your favorite Brock Lesnar match? Was it something that went down at a Royal Rumble or something else? You let me know in the comments section down below, baby. Number 9, Eddie Guerrero loses it over Vicky. The legendary Eddie Guerrero was overflowing with Latino heat. And while this typically was used to help the lying, cheating, and stealing anti-hero get the better of his various rivals in between the ropes, there was that one time in the heat of summer in 2005 when that fire presented itself in a very different way. Battling with Rey Mysterio over the custody of a young Dom Dom Mysterio, because who needs a courtroom when you can have a ladder match, eh? Eddie looked to have the bout won as his masked opponent found himself pinned under the climbing equipment. Things then got a tad awkward for a spell as Guerrero struggled a little too long with the briefcase up high. And in the wake of taking a sudden tumble, it soon became clear from Eddie's screams of where the F was Vicky that his wife was likely supposed to have been involved in that clunky spot. Vicky, who eventually turned up, would ultimately note on social media that she was actually just doing what she was told in the moment, with someone backstage letting her know that it wasn't safe for her to arrive in the match until a trapped Ray was out of the way. But Eddie evidently wasn't aware of such safety issues, and proceeded to completely lose it at the biggest party of the summer. Number 8, Shawn Michaels' Vader tantrum. Jumping back 9 years, SummerSlam was once again the place where a wrestler completely lost their minds during a high-profile encounter. This time it was Shawn Michaels, a volatile top star very much suffering from the disease of addiction at that point. He was the one going apesh at the 1996 edition of the Summer Extravaganza. As the Heartbreak Kid collided with the Mighty Vader in the main event, the challenger seemingly forgot what spot was coming next. And rather than roll out of the way as Michaels attempted to nail him with a diving elbow, he stayed flat on his back. These things happen, folks. But rather than professionally improvising his way around the mess up, or simply nudging him onto the next part of the match, the WWE champion decided to petulantly boot Vader in the face a few times. Move, asshole, move, dumb sh, were the furious insults that erupted from a bratty HBK during this outburst. That's according to Jim Cornette. get. There's being a perfectionist, as Vader himself described the world-class talent, and then there's losing your head and just being a bit of an a-hole. Number 7, Randy Orton thinks Kofi Kingston is stupid, stupid. In another case of a human being having the audacity to make a mistake in the workplace leading to an on-air wave of unfiltered rage, Kofi Kingston was hit with some Randy Orton venom on an episode of Raw in 2010. With the Viper getting ready to take his enemy's head off with his disgusting punt kick as the match reached its climax, Kingston must have gotten his wires crossed and assumed an RKO was heading his way instead, as he groggily pulled himself onto his feet. Again though, rather than calmly accepting that things weren't going to plan and reacting accordingly, a fuming Randy instead unleashed a pretty nasty cutter on the confused future WWE champion. Not done there, the Apex Predator, whose head had evidently gone, then spat a couple of poisonous stupids at a finished Kofi on the mat. Unsurprisingly, Kofi's push at the time didn't last all that long in the wake of this live miscommunication and Orton meltdown, but at least he got the last laugh almost a decade later, conquering the veteran during his run as WWE champion after finally reaching the top of the mountain. Number 6, Antonio Inoki bizarrely interrupts Luke Gallows. While the late great Antonio Inoki may not have technically been one of the competitors throwing down in the squared circle at the time, his wholly strange intervention in an Inoki Genome Federation match is too odd to be left out of this particular list. Less than impressed by the plodding and painful contest being produced by Luke Gallows and the Predator on that night in February 2011, the Japanese wrestling icon shockingly decided to charge out to the ring and swing a chair around. But he wasn't done there. A raging Inoki then went on to swiftly call for the terrible match to be finished, screaming bullsh at the underperforming workers in the ring. When the strong style king who once shoot beat the great Antonio to a bloody pulp tells you to stop your dreadful performance, you tuck your tail between your legs and move your ass down that ramp.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Number 5, Charlotte Flair and Nia Jax shoot. Things started to get shoot heated in the moments that followed the Queen opting to legitimately lay into the irresistible force during their Red Show match. And as Jax would eventually recall on the Sessions podcast with Renee Paquette, it was the fact Flair had been dealing out stiff moves during the commercial break that resulted in Jax responding with her own shoot shots. Both ladies proceeded to lose their minds for a decent chunk of the action from there, as awkward reversals and some rather intense struggling became the major talking point after the explosive showdown. But it was all fine in the end, of course, and both competitive performers quickly made up. After throwing some impulsive slash explosive bombs, and bizarrely testing one another for real in the heat of the moment. Number 4, Bobby Fish kicks out of the GTS at 2.9999. What on earth was going through Bobby Fish's mind on the night of October 27, 2021? Taking on arguably the biggest star in all of wrestling on that week's edition of AEW Dynamite, the former Undisputed Era lad had one job after eating CM Punk's GTS during the match's closing stages. Stay down! But in a ridiculous moment of madness, Fish appeared to have other ideas late on, shockingly lifting his shoulder off the mat before the ref had finished their three count. The bell was still called for, but no one with a pair of eyes could unsee the fact that this Fish wasn't exactly sleeping. The pissed look on old Punker's face told you all you needed to know about the unanticipated kickout. However, according to his flailing opponent, Fish believed Punk had attempted to call an audible during the pinfall. And that's the only reason he decided to survive the go to sleep on the night. Perhaps this was all just one big misunderstanding. But the fact Punk was said to have been quite annoyed by the odd kickout, and folks backstage reportedly also couldn't understand what Fish was thinking, points to Bobby likely just experiencing a strange rush of blood in the moment. Number 3, the APA batter Public Enemy for real. The story goes that just as Johnny Grunge and Rocco Rock were heading out for a match against Bradshaw and Farouk on the March 7th, 1999 edition of Heat, the former team let the latter know that they were unexpectedly taking out the table spot that was the originally planned finish. And from that minute on, after deciding to take the table to them, the Acolytes proceeded to go completely nuts in between the ropes. The massacre that followed was tough to watch then, and feels like you're witnessing a full-blown mugging today. Hellacious chair and step attacks, disgusting big boots, and some sickening table shots. Farouk and Bradshaw were hell-bent on sending Public Enemy an agonizing message within 3 horrendous minutes. Both of the APA boys' heads had unquestionably gone, as their rivals' entrance music was playing out through the speakers that night. And their method of teaching their colleagues a lesson ultimately involved them physically torturing them in front of a live crowd, like a pair of hulking and unprofessional lunatics. Number 2, Perry Saturn horrifically destroys Mike Bell. Speaking of big old wrestling bullies, one awkward botch was all it took for Perry Saturn to completely lose it back in May 2001. Taking on the former ECW and WCW man during a jack-slash-metal bout, Mike Bell unfortunately ended up landing his opponent on his head accidentally with a botched arm drag. Not taking too kindly to the mistake, Saturn saw red. Bell was pulverized by a few gnarly stiff shots from the incensed Perry, before then being sent flying out of the ring during the fit of rage. And it was here when Mike landed in the worst way imaginable, with his frame curling in a deeply unnatural way as his entire body weight crumpled onto his neck. Saturn still wasn't done though. An inhumane tackle into the steel steps, a hard as hell brainbuster, and a horrifying superkick set the stage for the furious Saturn's fisherman suplex for the win. And it's said that Perry's subsequent mop gimmick was WWE's way of punishing the hot-headed worker for those despicable actions against a Bell who was likely just experiencing a few inevitable nerves on the night. The poor guy. And number 1, Ken Shamrock refuses to ease up against Vader. Throughout one of Ken Shamrock's first ever bouts inside of a wrestling ring, the UFC icon repeatedly caught that man again, Vader, with some particularly stiff strikes. It didn't matter that Vader was spotted telling the hard-hitting MMA legend to ease up at various points in their in-your-house cold day in hell fight. Shamrock still kept coming forward with the heavy shots. Things then escalated to the point where a Ken, who seemingly hadn't received the message from his rival, legitimately broke Vader's nose with a misplaced kick. And in a brief moment of madness, Vader responded to his out-of-control adversary's savage attack by nailing him with a brutal lariat receipt. And while Shamrock himself may claim that he rolled with the big right hand, the sound of the Mastodon's humongous arm connecting with Ken's skull on the night told a different story. Both real-life mates evidently lost their heads at different stages of the fiery war, with an excited Shamrock learning the hard way what working a little too snug can lead to, and Vader walking out of the arena with an obliterated nose. I've been Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Cheers for watching this video today, and hopefully we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.